More secrets of charisma. Let's talk about humor and happiness. Most people don't realize this, but it does come from within. Now, as we talk about humor, we're finishing up the presence section. As you know, with charisma, you're finding out that presence is critical, but of course, all four of these areas are critical for your success and your ability to radiate charisma. What is it that Helen Keller said? Happiness cannot come from without. It must come from within. It is not what we see and touch or that which others do for us which makes us happy. It is that which we think and feel and do first for the other fellow and then for ourselves. Let's talk about blind spot. And oh, how this blinds us all. There are no reset buttons or takeovers in life. This is our life and we need to enjoy the journey. When we think we will be happy when, and you can fill the blank there, this destroys our ability to enjoy the now and our ability to radiate contentment and charisma. Expecting the external things of life to bring us happiness is a slippery slope. Sure, it might bring some temporary happiness, but our goal should be long-term happiness. We are blind because most of the things we are pursuing don't bring true long-term happiness. What does the research show? Being cheerful and having a happy disposition is always associated with good leadership. Appropriate use of humor increases trust in your audience. Humor connects you with your audience and increases their attention to your message. There is a direct correlation between great leaders and their sense of humor. And people are less likely to disagree with you when you use humor. So what are we talking about here? When you have true charisma, you are happy and you radiate happiness. So many people are in search for this happiness that when they feel that happiness within you, they gravitate towards you. This means you love and enjoy life and others love to be around you. You attract people to you. How do others define happiness? Well, usually their definition is fame, fortune, success, or wealth. Notice that every single one of these is external. What is happening inside is the biggest gauge of happiness. We think we'll be happy when we finally make our fortune, graduate from college, retire, are promoted, or end up at the top of our business. Happiness is rooted in the now, not the future. Most unhappiness is simply our own interpretation of things that are happening in our life. These things could be your mental state, emotional baggage, or physical well-being. Recall a time when you were truly happy. What were you doing? What things were going through your mind? You probably felt an inner peace and security about what you were doing and the direction you were headed. Happiness usually includes the steady advancement towards an exciting goal or objective. You are headed in the direction that is part of your purpose and passion, regardless of the external factors in your life. You will feel happiness when you feel a sense of purpose and direction. You are able to transmit this to your audience and it increases their happiness. You see, there is a direct correlation between the use of humor and your ability to transmit charisma. When you engage someone with humor, it is much more than a mere smile or laugh. Humor disarms them and opens them up, making them more likely to connect with you and feel your charisma. We are drawn to people that make us smile and help us feel better about ourselves or external circumstances. This humor enables your audience to become more receptive. Another thing that happens is they remember you and continue to hold you in a positive light even after the initial encounter. When you leverage humor, your message receives more weight and consideration than one that comes from someone who has not created the audience rapport or charisma you have obtained. The benefits of humor are countless and critical for your charisma. I'm not asking you to be a stand-up comedian, but you can get someone to smile or even laugh. This humor keeps their minds from wandering during your encounter and it re-energizes their soul. In short, it puts them in a good mood and eases their daily tensions. So what does it do for you? The proper use of humor will boost your confidence and increase your likability. It enables you to establish instant rapport and they will trust you more. Practice your humor, make sure it works. The brutal bottom line is they will either laugh with you or feel sorry for you. What's the application? Don't worry if they don't laugh or always crack a smile. Some people won't laugh or smile at anything. They might be smiling on the inside or they want to stay miserable. Focus on people you can touch or help crack a smile. Learn to laugh at yourself. The joke may be you. Self-deprecating humor is a great way to connect with your audience. They know that you make mistakes just like them, and it makes them more comfortable around you. Always be prepared to have fun. Always try to share your happiness. And always be ready to use your sense of humor. When you can use your sense of humor, you are able to help others, become more open with their feelings, reduce their stress and fear, experience more life satisfaction, enhance your self-image, become friendlier, and it enhances the relationship. A great example of contentment is Viktor Frankl. He was a psychiatrist who survived the terror and brutality of the Nazi concentration camps. He stated in his well-known book, Man's Search for Meaning, happiness is a condition rather than a destination. Happiness cannot be pursued. The more we aim at happiness, the more we miss our aim. If there is a reason for happiness, happiness ensues. Here's the important part. It is a side effect of having a purpose and meaning to life. Viktor Frankl had every reason to find unhappiness. In 1942, he was taken along with his wife and his parents by the Nazis. He worked as a general practitioner in the concentration camps. He encountered and witnessed countless suffering and brutality at this camp. Even through all the horrors he experienced, he concluded that we can find happiness and meaning in any situation. What's the key? What can you do to increase your happiness and enhance your charisma? Are you really happy? Our quality of life is the best it has ever been, but happiness tends to be at an all-time low. Why? The first reason is we feel tension, which creates unhappiness because of the many conflicting goals in our lives. We have goals and aspirations in life that conflict, like become an entrepreneur versus a safe, secure job, become wealthy versus money's root of all evil. They might not conflict, but they could conflict with you. What this does is causes incredible stress and personal misery. Take the time to figure out what goals conflict in your life. Find a solution and you will see increased happiness. The second reason is no meaningful goals. Discover a fun, exciting, realistic goal and pursue it, and you will find an instant change in your happiness.